recorder here. Okay, we're on Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Adjust this a little bit. You hear me okay, Tzvi?
Yep, loud and clear.
All righty. So the Gemara is now going to ask about different halachas with the cotton. So Mao Shelby Bikurim. Do I need to review the three shittas again before we begin?
Yes.
The three tanoim. Remember the Tanakama as a mayor holds that a cotton cannot be mafresh truma no matter what age. We have a Yehuda holds a cotton can be mafresh truma at any age as long as it's bardas. And we have Rabbi Yossi, who's in the middle, who holds that once it's a gila and it's a dorm, he can be mafresh truma, but before that, not. We have the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that said, according to a mayor, just like, you know, I'm sorry, Rav Kana. Rav Kana said that just like the mayor says he can't take mafresh truma, so too he can't be makdish or carbon. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says he can be makdish or carbon. Now, of course, once it's a gila, it's the dharm, what I was talking about. Okay, so now the question is like this. What about bikurim? Can a cotton bring bikurim? Believe it or not, there is, that's going to come in a second. The answer to the question was, what's the connection between Truma and Bikurim? The answer is, that's very simple. The Gemara Dasha to Shrumas Yodchaz is U Bikurim. The Pasuk calls Bikurim Truma. So that's it's in my mind the same thing. Does he say it in the bottom here?
I would say that another thing is the cutting. The cutting is the common denominator. Once we're talking about the cutting,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's the drasha is brought. It's in the footnote 26, Usrumas Yodecho, which the Sifri interprets as referring to Bikurim. See Rashi, Ibid's verse 6. So that's Deuteronomy 12:17. So the Torah describes Bikurim as Truma. So Rabbi Huda holds just like Truma is given to the. I'm skipping ahead. Let me try to do this in order, okay? So the Gemara asks, so what's the rule with Bikurim? So the Gemara says that this depends on the Machlokas Reb Yehuda. That is to say that in the Mishnah Bikurim, there's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether I have the ability to choose who gets the Bikurim. Reb Yehuda holds that I can. That the same way this, what's it called? Tevas Hanor, right? The ability to choose which coin receives my Bikurim, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can. The Chachamim disagree. They hold, no, you're Menichai Chatzim is Be'ach, and that's it. And then the Kohen pick it up. It's not in your, you know, in your domain. All right? So the difference is, they argue about the Pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since it says, Ushrumas Yodachai Lu Bikurim, so it's just like Truma, just like you can choose who gets your Truma, you can choose who gets your Bikurim. And the Chachamim say, no, it says, V'nidvosecha usumas yadecha, that since there's a juxtaposition, a hekesh, of Bikurim to Karbonis, so they hold, just like Karbonis must be left for the Kohanim, and so too, and that's not in your domain to choose who gets to eat it, so too the Bikurim is the same thing. If he's lucky enough to be Zolcha in it because he happens to be on duty, then he gets it, but it's not because I chose him. Yeah. Okay, so that's about all I know about this Machlokas, because I didn't look it up, actually. I didn't even look up the Mishnah Bikurim, shame on me. So it says, so the Gemara says like this, so Kareb Yehuda du Omar Hukshu L'Kotshe Gvul, Gemara is calling Truma Kotshe Gvul, because obviously these are called Chodesh and are outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? So outside Yerushalayim, you can eat Truma anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. So that's called Kodre Gvul. Just like, that's like there's a Hekesh. of Bikurim to Truma, Enel Mevi, and just like Truma, the cotton can't bring, so too he can't bring Bikurim. Now this needs explanation. Why does it need explanation? This first line of the Gemara is the hardest line of today's. Because we just said, I just told you the Machlokes Tanoim. What's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in the Mishnah is that Ketanim can be Mafresh Truma. So what's the Gemara saying? Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's Doma to Kachik Vul, so you can't bring Makrif, just like you can't bring Makrif Truma. Doesn't make any sense.
But
he can be Makrif Truma. So what does the Gemara mean? So you have to say that the Pshat in the Gemara is like this. According to Rav Meir's Shita, which we let's assume that that's the main Shita, that the Tanakama, that you cannot bring Makrif Truma if he understands the Parsha of Bikurim, like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Bikurim. That's what the Gemara means. It doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Can't mean that, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you can be Makrif Truma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could talk me, you could be a cotton could be Makrif Bikurim also, according to Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah in Bikurim, assuming they're the same Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rather, the Gemara must mean it's a dochek, you have to say this is the pshat in the Gemara. Then when the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda, it means according to Rabbi Meir, if he would learn the parsha of Bikurim like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a dimyon between Bikurim and Truma, so then it's the same. Or just like you can't be Mafresh Truma, you can't be Mafresh Bikurim. All right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now we're going to test someone Aleph, Karabonin, according to the Chachamim, Da Amrin Hukshulu Kachi Mikdash. So then it's a different Hekesh altogether. And just like a cotton, we've said already, he could, Rabbi Yerkin, remember we said, Rabbi Yerkin holds that a cotton can be Makdash, remember? So therefore, he's going to also be able to be, maybe be Kurim, okay? He goes through the Rav Kahana's position as well in the footnotes. You see if the brackets, see, according to Rav Kahana, a minor can neither separate Truma nor consecrate anything to Hekdesh, so he obviously cannot do Bikurim. Okay. Then there's a basic question he asks over here that, remember we said that when it came to be Makdash things, we made Chilukim. We said when it came to an Oila and a Shlomim, he could be Makdash. When it came to Chatos, Chalev, we said he couldn't be Makdash Chatos Chalev because he's not in the Parsha. Since he's not in the Parsha of Chiyuvim, so he can't be Makdash those Karbonas. So, is he in the Parsha of Bikurim? He's not Chayiv in Bikurim. So how can he be Mafresh if you're comparing, if you're making the comparison between Bikurim and Kodshim? So just so it should be like something he's not shy to.
What if he owned land?
He owns land, right?
Yeah, if he owns land, he's in a pasha.
So he says over here, that's the answer. Muhammad the answer. The answer may be, he's not sure about it, that although the miner is not liable to a Bikurim obligation, the fruits that grow in this field are subject to Bikurim requirement. And that may it be enough to enable the miner to be makdish them. So, but it's al kaponim. It's a discussion.
Wouldn't you say the same thing by Truma?
Yeah.
That his stuff is chayiv in Truma, so he should be able to take it off.
That's what you're asking. Asking a good question. Yeah, I guess you're. I mean, it's making me sound a little silly, but yeah, I think you're right. It does sound. It sounds like what? What are you clarifying about Bikurim? Why wasn't that a discussion of Judge Truman? What?
He says the opposite. He says that cotton is not chayav in Bikurim. It's the peros that are chayav in Bikurim, and that's why he could bring it.
And Truma, the same thing.
He doesn't say anything about Truma. He brings from Torah Saaretz.
Yeah.
It's the chalos is on the peros. It's not on the cotton doesn't own land.
You know, when we were talking about svaras about
truma, right?
When we talked about the lumdus of truma, we were talking about We said terrible. He's just pulling out the truma from the teva. So, and that all he's doing is kind of like selecting it out of there.
Right.
So it's much different than bikurim, which requires a new chalos. You know what I'm saying? You have to tie the bindle around it, and you have to make it. You have to bring it to the mizbeach to make it. It's just bikurim. It could be that's why he was bothered more about bikurim than he is about truma. Particularly because there's a kekish of bikurim true to nivay secha. So therefore, you have that comparison. Okay, so we'll leave that for now. Okay, so that was the most complicated part of today's daf. You missed just the right part. Now we're on Tesamon Aleph. Mal Shuyavi Chagiga. This is very easy to come in here at any time because it's like one shaila after another shaila. It's perfect. So what's the rule? Can he be mark of a Chagiga?
Did five lines?
We talked about a lot of pilpul, a lot of pilpul.
On the other page.
I know. Yeah. So, if I'm late, you can't complain about how fast we went. So, can you bring a chagiga? Let's see. The first day of the festival. So, there's a carbon chagiga. Yes. It says the way he describes it here is the chagiga is a carbon shlamim that one consecrates specifically for the fulfillment of the Chagiga obligation. So you have Shalmei Simcha, you have Shalmei Chagiga, right? You have to, I guess when they were marked as the Shlomim, they had a specific mitzvah that they were targeting each time. So that Shalmei, so the question here, can we know a cotton can make a carbon, according to Rabbi Yechon, a kodshim, and it can make Shlomim, or we said oil or Shlomim. So can he also target it towards Chagiga since he's not chayiv in Chagiga? Same kind of question. Maybe, since it's obligatory. So maybe he cannot do it because he's not chayiv. Or do you say that since it can be changed to a shlomim? Let's see over here. He says over here in 3, he says, let's suppose for some reason the Chagiga was not brought. Like they didn't get around to bringing it. You're makdish at l'shem shalmei chagiga, and then it didn't get brought, got lost or something. Who knows? You bring it after the chag, and you bring it l'shem shlamim.
It would have mattered when you become this.
So because or here's a different thing. Okay, that question is not answered. The question is left unresolved. Next question. Malahavi Pesach. Let's move right along. So you have a carbon Pesach. When I read this Shaila, I thought the Gemara was asking that because a cotton is shaykh to carbon Pesach, because we say selav esavo selaboyas, that we say a cotton can eat my carbon Pesach. He doesn't even have to be from the minuyim. We allow him to eat in there. I thought that was a question, but it doesn't say that over here. I guessed wrong. Since it's a choiv, so he can't bring mark the shit. That what? Maybe on Pesach b'shayim mois hashana u'mashaneo l'shem shlamim, that if you had a Pesach that was left over, so in the rest of the year you start same case, right? You started it makdish at l'shem Pesach, but then it turns out.
So that is the question.
What?
It is the same question about the kid.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same question about shlamim. Same way we asked about Chagiga. But it's not. I thought it was because of Selavei Savos that he was shy to the carbon. It's not that. So anyway, so maybe, again, this is also unresolved. Okay? Next. Maushnovi Meiser Behema. Now, what about Meiser Behema? So every 10th animal, right, every year, your new crop of animals, you take the animals through a corral and you mark every 10th one, and those are brought as a what carbon? You name it, and my name is what sug of carbon? Shlomim. It's the same kind of same thing. My name is animal tithe. It says over here, is brought as a sacrifice, as eaten by its owner, kachum kalim. The Meiser Behema offering is a type of shlomim. Right. It says it in footnote 9 on page 982. What? It could be. There are those things which are, there are those things which are, you might just mention Chagiga. And Pesach was originally a Chiv. Okay. So Can a minor who reached the age of vows tithe his animals and consecrate every tenth one? That's the question. In Yizmar, Reb Meir, Mikol Maestro Seichem. If Reb Meir, again, we're going according to the opinion of Reb Meir, then a cotton cannot be mafresh truma. So if your mayor holds that when the pasuk says Mikol Maestro Seichem, Hukshu Maestro Zelozeh, that it says in the pasuk, you know, just all the maestros put together, so that includes not just truma, not just maestro, but also maestro behema. So kashem shenam maestro dogan kach enum avi maestro behema, stands to reason, just like you can't be mafresh one, you can't be mafresh the other. If you take a look in Parshas Vayikra at the end of the parsha over there, you will see that there's in the next case. I jumped the gun. Yeah, so this is simply Masrei Seichem. Okay, next. Now Lasser Tamura. Now the question is, what about Tamura, right? Mm-hmm. Now, why is Tamura all of a sudden a question? So here, it's interesting. There's a Bavli here. I like the Bavli's Svar. The Bavli is a Chishmak Svar. Where is
what
he?
What number?
He brings the Svara. Just 1 second. Where it is here? Yeah, the Svara.
Why would it be different for
Tamura? Hold on 1 second. So, Tamura. Let's see. Let me first read the non-Bavli comment. Let's see. The rule is, right, the Tamura, a substitute Tamura requires the same designation as the original. Hayuhu is Marasa Yakaitis, right? But it says, lo yachlifenu. Now, in other words, the cotton has a shlomim that he was makdish. He was able to do that, no problem. Now he goes ahead and he wants to switch it for another animal. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to switch it. Hayuhu's marasa yachaitish. So, what's the issue? Essentially, the way the Gemara is going now in the Yerushalmi, it really, there's no real svara that Gemara is presenting why it should be different. Just the same way he would do the original Shlomim, he can't do the Tamura, and therefore it would be Chal. But Bavli says, very good, the Bavli says, it says, lo yachlifenu, there's a lo yisaseh, don't switch it. And if you did switch it, then hayus marasa yakadish. So the Bavli wants to suggest that the asay that it becomes kodesh is toloi, and if you're bechalal the lois asay. So maybe a cotton is, since a cotton is not matuva in lo yachlifenu, so maybe he can't make a tamura, because if you don't have the lois asay, you wouldn't have the asay. No. Look, we're talking about a pasuk. Lo yachlifenu lo yachlifenu lo yachlifenu lo yachlifenu lo yachlifenu. So we're talking about a pasuk which puts them together. So maybe if he's not b'chalal the license, he wouldn't be b'chalal. At least there's a hanam mina why it wouldn't work.
How does it work if it's le'ach le'fino anyway?
How does what work?
How do you have it? If it's le'ach le'fino, then you can't have it.
No, that's the shaila of it lo'mahani. This is the sugya in Tamura. Calling this number achmona le'savid yo'avid lo'mahani. So the question is, what about Tamura?
Yeah.
It just says you shouldn't do it, but if you do it, then it's money, and it works. You know, and you end up, that's what the Torah says. That's the whole thing.
Right.
This is the headquarters of it.
Right.
Torah doesn't say it's not going to work. Torah says it does work.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see what it says over here. My old last is tomorrow. Satan suffer a mayor who shall call my shazel is. I'm sorry. Yeah, Kishem Shainu. So look. So I just want you to understand something. That in the pasuk, can I just get the chumash here for a second?
You have to hear the pasuk. When you hear the pasuk, you just going to say,
"Oh my gosh, what was the whole question?" This is Vayikra. Where does he quote the pasuk over here? Vayikra. Where's the pasuk? Vayikra.
27.
Okay, Vayikra 27. Let's just find it real quick. Harbor Hukosai. Oh, this is the very last pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. So I'm just going to read you the pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'chol maaser boker v'tzon, kol asher yarat takas hashavet ha'asiri yakadosh l'Hashem That's the pasuk of Meiser, right? What's the next pasuk? Lo yivaker bein tov l'ra v'lo yirimenu. The Muhammad yirimenu v'ayuhu smarasi yakredish lo yigoyal. So the pasuk puts Meiser and Tamura right next to each other, right? So the Gemara is now going to say very pasha. What we just finished saying about Meiser, we said according to our mayor, Meiser Seichem compares all Meisers together, and therefore he's not Bechal Meiser Behema. Well, if he's not Bechal Meiser Behema, and there's a Hekesh of Meiser Behema to Tamura, so just like he can't do Meiser Behema, he can't do Tamura. I mean, that's going to be basically what the Gemara is going to say right here. In Yisro, in Sover, a mayor who shall call Meiser Zelazah, Kishem Shein Ameva Meiser Dagon, Kachin Ameva Meiser Behema. Kishem Shein Ameva Meiser Behema, Kachin Ameva Tamura. That's what the Gemara means. Because once you have that Pasuk, you know they're compared one to the other. Okay. And that's what the paragraph after that in English says. He is more Kerub Shimon. Now, if he holds according to Kerub Shimon, what's this Kerub Shimon again? What's wrong with me? Why can't I remember? Kerub Shimon. It says on the next page, on 9A3, in footnote 19, it says over here, there's a rule, it's called Kol Davar Shel V'Chalal Yotzei Min HaKlal Lo Lamed Al Atzmo Yotzei Lamed Al HaKlal Klulo Yotzei, right? Whenever you have something that was in the category, then it went out of the category, so it's to teach me something about the whole category. That's the rule. So now, Rav Shimon holds like this. Ma'aser Behema was in the general category of not allowed to be mafresh, you're not allowed to do tamura, right? That's a general rule. You can't do tamura by any karbonos. And then this pasuk, like we just said, is a special pasuk. Remember, there's a pasuk about tamura earlier in the parsha.
This is the second time.
This is the second time. It's a pasuk. Yeah, correct. It's in Pasuk Yud, right? Pav Zayin Yud. Lo Yachti Fenov Lo Yomer Oso Tov Ra Rav Tov. And that's preceded by a Pasuk that says, in Behema Asher Yachiv Vimenu Karban Lashem, Kol Asher Yitei Vimenu Lashem Yachredish. That's a general Pasuk about all our Karbonos. Then it says right after that, Lo Yachti Fenov. Then the Pasuk goes ahead. So Maisa was Bechlal, that Pasuk, because it's Bechlal all the Karbonos. And it was Yotzim Naklal, separate Pasuk, that's to teach me something about the whole klal. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Right? So, what is it teaching me? Why then is it singled out? To tell you, just as Maaser Behema is private and it's subject to the laws of Tamura, so all private offerings are subject to Tamura. That excludes any carbon seabor. You can't have Tamura by a carbon seabor. Just as Maaser Behema is a carbon on the Mizbeach, so tomorrow is only shach to cover us on the Mizbeach, not to Kachi Benekabayas. You can't have tomorrow on Kachi Benekabayas. So those will be two limudim that Reb Shimon is saying. So that's the Gemara is saying. So again, back to the sense. So 982 on the bottom. Yizma Kerub Shimon. Now if a mayor hosts like Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon Amar, Ma'aser Behema Liman Al Kol HaKachi L'Tamura. It went out and taught me about all Karbonos. Kashem Shein Amevi Ma'aser Dagon, Kachin Amevi Ma'aser Behema, Kashem Shein Amevi Ma'aser Behema, Kachin Amevi Tamura. The Gemara is just using Rav Shimon to tell us that just like there's no Tamura by Shlomim, there won't be Tamura by any Karbon. Okay, fine, next. Now, what's the rule with me? I go ahead and I encounter an animal that was Kaddish, but became Hekdish by a cotton, and I shut it up by Chutz. Am I Chayiv for Shchute Chutz on an animal that the cotton made kodesh? So it sounds a little silly, because till now we've been assuming all along that everything that the cotton does is on a d'oraisa level. But believe it or not, there are those who hold that it's not what I'm talking about is the din what's the word? By Nadarm, that he's what? What's the word? I'm losing my mind here. Bala Oinas Nadarim, yeah. The rule of Bala Oinas Nadarim by a cotton, is that a Dindur Raisa or is that a Dindur Abanan? Okay? So that means that if he's going to make something Kaddish, and he's 12 years old, is that Kaddish mit a Reisa or is it Kaddish mit a Rabbanon? If it's only mit a Rabbanon, then obviously if I'm shakted outside, it wouldn't be Shkotei Chutz. That's the shaila now. Mashi chayav mal kadosh mi bachutz. Oye chayav. Kahana Omar, Kahana says, I don't know why they don't call him Rav Kahana, but this has happened before. Kahana says, and he, Rav Kahana should be Michael me, I'm just saying Kahana because it says it in the text. You're not chayav. Because obviously he holds that Higil Anas Nadorim is only a Dindra Bonner. Rabbi Yechon and Shlokesh, they argue, Amrin, they argue, they say chayav mal kadosh b'chutz. They hold that it's a Dindra Raisa. Omid Beis. This ruling of Kahana is obviously going to argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah hold? Again, Rabbi Isai. What does he hold by a cotton? Can a cotton be mafresh truma? Yes, he can. And when he's mafresh truma, is that fixing it on a deraisa level, allowing anybody to eat from that tevel?
Yes,
so therefore it must be, the Gemara is saying, it must be that Rav Kahana, that Kahana is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Because he's saying the whole din of cotton shegil on the dharma is only drabbanon, but Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold that a cotton can be mafresh truma, and it works on a deraisa level. So you see, katanim, when they're shayach to dinim, it's a din deraisa, not a din drabbanon. Does that make sense? Does that argument make sense to you? What the Gemara just said. The Gemara said, if you hold like a Yehuda, he's Paita Tivlai Dvar Torah, the same Rache, could he actually hold that it's only working on a rabbinic level? We're talking about two different things completely. One's talking about a din of the Dharm, right? The din of Hektish is a din of Neder. So Kahana is saying, that din of Higil Lo'inus Nedarim is a din Drabonim. The din of Rabbi Yehuda is that there's no, he doesn't hold from the exclusion of the pasuk of Ish Lahitzi as a cotton. He doesn't hold from that drasha. And therefore he holds a cotton can be mafresh truma. Does that have anything to do with it at all? Because after all, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that he can be mafresh truma when he's less than 11, less than 10, less than 9, 8. It has nothing to do with Hektish. It has nothing to do with the, that's a problem here, right? That's the problem. He brings over here in the third paragraph on 2. It would seem, although the Gemara mentions the view of Rabbi Yehuda as the basis of the challenge. I'm sorry, it's the second question. The Gemara's mention of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is difficult. Rabbi Yehuda validates truma separation of any minor, even if he's younger than the age of vows. So what's this got to do with anything? So it would seem, it would thus seem, and this is the answer you have to say, everybody understand the question?
Yes.
Yeah? That although the Gemara... That's the main thing. If Chaim understands the question, we're good. You got the question, Tzvi? You want me to repeat the question, or are you good?
No, I'm good.
All right. It would seem, although the Gemara mentions the view of Rabbi Yehuda as the basis of the challenge, it actually means refer to the view of Rabbi Yossi. Reish Yud, Rabbi Isai, could be Rabbi Yehuda, it could be Rabbi Yossi. So that is what Abe wanted to meant. Abe wanted to suggest that maybe the Reish Yud got mixed up over here. The Gemara really means Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any sense. What's Rabbi Yehuda got to do with anything? Rabbi Yehuda's talking about cotton. And he's machshir a cotton to be mafresh truma. What's it got to do with the din of anas nadarim, whether it's their rice or not? So what is the Gemara trying to say here? The Gemara means, no, we're talking about Rabbi Yossi. He says truma works once it's higel anas nadarim. Oh, now we're talking the same thing, apples and apples. Rabbi Yossi says it works on a deraisa level once it's higel anas nadarim because it fixes the truma sakri. So that it should work also on the deraisa level when you're makdish it, because he connects it. Another right, you see, Rabbi Yossi connects the din of oinus nedarim with the din of truma, and therefore there's an all around connection here. But the Gemara says a different answer. Gemara says, command on or may a lamb kibble all in some rices. You know what the answer is? We're talking about that in the time of the Bayis Sheni, that the whole din of Truma is anyway drabanan. So therefore, to saying that he can be mafresh Truma, we were only talking about a level drabanan to begin with. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that a cotton could be mafresh Truma, has nothing to do with a deraisa altogether. So you can't prove that he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. What? Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Again, one more time. The question was, if you hold that, if you hold, right? Kahana said that the din of Ayin Sederim is a Darabonon. So he said that must argue in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, or Rabbi Yaisi, because he holds that it's Masake and the Kri on the Raisa level. Because he holds that Tehimim offers Truma. The answer is no, that's Truma is talking about after the Bayis Sheni. The Mishnah, the time of the Mishnah, we're talking about that there's no more Kedushas Ha'aretz, and therefore the whole Truma is Drabbanan to begin with. Right, and in Echaname, if it would be Daraisa, that you would not be able to be Mafresh Truma.
Because he doesn't have the
Chiyah. Correct. He doesn't have the Kayah. Okay, Halacha base. Now we're talking about a new Halacha. Ready? Ready for a new Halacha?
No.
You have a question?
No.
What, is there a problem with time? Oh my goodness. Sorry. We're going to go over time today, guys. Ein tomen zeisim al Hashem. You can't be mafresh olives on oil. V'la'anavim al yayin. You can't be mafresh grapes for wine. Because there's a basic halacha that a davar shaloi nigmar o malachto, right? If something has not finished the malacha, then you can't be mafresh it on something that has nigmar malachto, and vice versa. And wine, it's only considered nigmar malachto once it's squeezed out and made into wine. Oh, we're talking about olives on olive oil and grapes on wine. They're the same source. Yeah, they are the same source. Right? So the Mishnah says you can't take the raw olives on the oil. Let's just assume for now that the guy has two things. He has some olives, and he has some olive oil as well, and he's being mafresh from the olives on both groups. Let's just learn that way, make it a little more complicated, but that's the way, it'll make it a little more sense a little later. Vim Tarmo, if they did separate the Truma, then it's a machlokes b'sham v'sil, b'sham v'yarim Truma satsam v'hen, that means that your Truma of themselves, meaning the Truma of the olives on the olives will work, but the olives on the oil will not work, because that's not davar shaloi nigmar malakto on a davar shenigmar malakto. And Beis Hillel says, no, Bechlal doesn't work. Ain't Trumas and Truma, they're more machmer than Beis Sham. Right? They hold it as Bechlal, no good. Give more sense. Tamon Tanina.
I didn't get that. Some of the, what does it mean?
Truma Sansam Bahen?
Yeah.
It means that the Truma for the olives on the olives will work.
That portion of what he did.
That portion. In other words, you had Tevel olives, you had Tevel olive oil. You're taking these olives over here, and you mean mafresh them as Truma on both. So what you were mafresh for the olives works, because they're both no nigmar malachto, and what you were mafresh for the oil does not work.
I thought we were talking about where
it's only one. You could learn the Mishnah that way, but I didn't learn the Mishnah that way. There are those who learn the Mishnah talking about where you only have oil, and you have no other olives. But that's not the way we're learning now.
That's certainly, the words of the Mishnah seem to.
I'm just telling you. That otherwise, it's difficult to understand what Ratway Shammai means, Trumas Atzmam Bahen.
That's where I'm coming from.
But that's fine.
Somebody said
that? It's what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brought down in very, very beginning here, in 6. Yeah, the Mishnah refers to someone who has olives and olive oil, each of which is obligated in Truma. You may not designate some of the olives as truma for the other olives and for the oil in order to exempt them. Others explain the Mishnah speaking as one who intended to designate olives as truma for oil alone. Okay, so you have two pshatim over here. We're learning the pshat. Right during the Gemara, Taman Taninon, Ein Tarmin the Dovr Shalim Malachto, Dovr Shaloni Malachto. We've said that already. Now, the Mishnah over there, Taman, where's that Mishnah 10? Where's that Mishnah? It's below 13a. So the Mishnah over there says you're not supposed to do it lechakila, but it says b'di'evad that it is a good truma. The koa at tamar tachen, and here Beis Hillel is saying it's b'chalal not truma even b'di'evad. What's going on over here? Right? Here it's the exception. Even though, yeah, normally if you did Dovash Lonigma Malakta, Dovash Nigma Malakta, Obediyevit, it would be good. But over here, there's a special reason why we disqualified it. What's it? Gezel HaShevet. What's the Gezel HaShevet? That the Kohen has to go now and start squeezing olives. It's a tremendous tircha, it's a tremendous expense, and therefore they call that Gezel HaShevet. Whether it's stealing his money, his time, whatever it is you're stealing, the Kohanim. Yeah, so therefore, because of that chasaron, they, in this particular case, they disqualified it across the board. You're right, if it will be in a different kind of a case where you didn't have wine presses and olive presses involved, then b'diavad it would be good. Okay, that's the answer. That's what he says, actually. The Gemara says that. What does it mean, it's gezel hashevet? There's a lot of turf involved over here. The Gemara says, let's suppose it was an ear of rice. So he brings over here processed rice. What does he say over here? The unprocessed rice must be pounded to remove the hulls. It takes some effort. So if you have grains of rice that are still in their hulls, that's the case. So he's asking, he says, sometimes you take truma, and it's going to require the coin to, right?
Doing work on it because it's not a complete product
yet. Right, yes, yet the Mishnah quoted above implies that truma separated from any unprocessed produce, including ears of rice, is valid after the fact. That Mishnah that we quoted from later on.
Seems like that's a bigger issue.
Teretz is nachas ruach lo'adam liyos kotesh kol shehu. This is, I think, therapeutic. That you take your employees, give them some things to bang a hammer on, and it'll be nachas ruach. I mean, I don't know what the nachas ruach here.
Trumas meiser is a bigger issue because it has to be precise. This is truma.
Yeah, this is not. This is totally nothing to do with that issue. Nothing to do with it at all. Nothing to do with it. Yeah. So Hagatzlacha Shasa Shibolim. What if there were ears of grain? And then you processing the ears of grain is certainly a difficult task. Nevertheless, it's valid after the fact. Adkan Kashi Rav Chananya. So until here, Rav Chananya challenged Rav Yochanan's answer. The Gemara does not solve the preceding problem. It doesn't necessarily reject his explanation. In fact, the Rambam adopts Rav Chananya's explanation. Adkan. Okay, Kol Tov, everybody. Blazing Shabbat 7:30. Is that still good? What is it not good?
Started at 6:45.
Oh, it's 7:45?
Thank you.
No, I don't mind. 7:45.